I want to do this old song for you right now that I learned in a band that I was in back a number of years ago. I joined the band in 1999, right after graduating high school. I left in the December of 2003 in order to join Rhonda Vincent's band, and that's the Special C. I love my time in the Special Consensus. We used to do one of their old songs. We used to do this. Matter of fact, we did this right before I left the band. We played the Grand Ole Opry, and this is one of the songs we did. And so this song's always going to be special to me, even if Greg played on it or not. So. You know, Greg has always been the most selfless person that I've ever met, and I will give him that. He's one of the greatest people that you'll ever meet. He has a bit of an anger management problem, but other than that, if you can look past that, and watch out if he ever has any ginkgo biloba. I say that because he had some in a shake. We stopped somewhere, we were out in North Dakota or Montana or something, and we happened to stop at this place. I can't believe I remember this. But we stopped at this place, and they were serving smoothies. So, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, well, you can choose from banana, strawberry, blueberry, right? Well, you could do that, but you could also choose from ginkgo biloba and ginseng and I don't know what all, you know, courage, bladder control, I'm not sure. But they had all these different things you could choose from. And Greg put ginkgo biloba. I don't even know what it is, I can barely say it. But he put it in his, and then we took off driving. I don't know what else was in that thing. Either that or ginkgo biloba and Greg Cahill do not mix. He was seeing stuff, and we were trying to figure out, because he said, we missed the turn. It was back there by that barn, by that shed. So we turned around, and we drove up at 20 miles, and there wasn't no barn nor shed anywhere around. So that was one of the highlights. And then there's another time when he was back, and we parked in a campground, and we were headed to, what is the big hole in the ground? What's that called? Grand Canyon. I cannot believe I just said that. I had my ginkgo biloba is what it was. And so he wakes up first, and we're going to, you know, hit back on the road. And I slept through this. I hate this because this is one of the greatest moments ever, but I slept right through. And, you know, some of them campgrounds have not the most high-dollar sprinkler systems available, but they're there nonetheless. And he's wrapping up, he had plugged the bus in and was wrapping the cord back up and sticking, you know, trying to get it actually to where he could get it straightened so then he could wrap it up. And he was backing up like this right here. And he hits one of the sprinkler nozzles. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking like I would think, well, he must have tripped and fallen, right? Uh-uh. It gets better. When he hit it with his heel, it broke it. And when he did this, and then he fell. You couldn't beat it. I mean, I just, if only you could follow the man around with a camera 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I can guarantee you that there will be some language you cannot air on a normal television at some point or another, but it will be some of the funniest stuff you will ever see. So if you would, everybody, join me in wishing Greg a happy 70th birthday today.